You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
I'm not saying that, you know, that we don't use kookaburras anymore, but is there an alternative in Australia? It's just like kookaburra cricket balls and that's it, isn't it?
There's platypus, of course. Platypus can be used in this Deedon, of course, and they're sort of not the greatest things. Can I put some facts out there straight away? There are 4 test balls that are used in the world. There's kookaburra, Readers, Jukes and SG. Now, interestingly, the specifications that have done for these cricket balls, interestingly, have been made by Kookaburra for ICC to follow. Why? Because they've got the machinery. They're really smart in the way they've got things done. Now, club balls are ranged from up to 80 to 100 balls. A test ball you can't buy. These test balls are around about $230. They're not worth threepence halfpenny at the moment because they're just going out of shape everywhere.
So that's $2,300 worth of balls we've gone through this
right,
test match.
We've gone through 10 changes of the ball. Well, you're very good at the 10 times table, Fleb.
He's on the ball this morning.
So I've looked at one of the balls this morning and it is flat as a door. Now, a lot of things come into this. Number one,
one of the balls that's been
test
changed.
Balls, unbelievably flat. And they put a little
out
arrow
of shape.
On it. Just flat as a door. Like it's completely collapsed. If you're looking at a clock from 12 o'clock to 4 o'clock, it is just almost flat. Now, they'll be very worried about this and majorly concerned, obviously. A couple of things. The cork they get has come from Portugal. Most of the cork has come from there. And you do get bad batches. And there's probably that has come into it. Also, the test balls compared to the club balls, the test balls are hand-stitched. Now, if we had 3-4 people, you doing a ball, Flem doing a ball, I'm doing a ball, the way on the stress that you put on the strings when you're pulling it is completely different to maybe Flem and I. So, therefore, you have a little bit of indifference. So, with all that saying, in fact, I think this game has got to change and start to use the technologies that golf balls manufacturers have done, and that is the core of the ball. They've spent billions of dollars on plastics and rubbers to get the correct feel of the ball and flight. I can give Flem a ball tomorrow. I said, Flem, you bowl me this ball. It's a cork one. And you bowl this ball that's, by the way, it's got all the golf ball technology in it, which, by the way, is 1/3 the cost.
And then
you'll say, oh, this is the cork ball. And I'll tell you that both of them are actually golf ball manufactured balls. Now, this is where the game's got to get its head out of its you-know-what. It's got to get this game cheaper. The cricket bats are getting way too expensive for kids to buy. Do we get in a situation now as we start to look at more graphites, etc., and go down the old Dennis Lilly route in regards to metal, but we can use really good graphite bats. It did for a little while, but they say it was going to flatten the ball. That was their major point.
Yeah.
But all in all, we've got to get these balls better. And we just quickly talk about the pink ball. If we are on the board of Cricket Australia, of Kookaburra, why would we spend millions of dollars on pink balls? We're not going to make any money out of them.
That's a fair point.
So all these little things come into play. Over the years, they've been great, Kookaburra. Let's not forget their track record's been great. But at the moment, the last couple of years, their balls have been poor.